And then you've got your little dough balls right there to scoop it up with.
Scoop your dough balls that are filled with your cheese.
Dough balls, your cheesy dough balls.
I love a cheesy dough ball. You're a cheesy dough ball.
There's that.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Million years.
I know, it does feel like a long time.
It's been a long time. I like your little hair thing.
Well,
I think it's cute.
Hang on, I gotta fix this.
There you go.
Where you start, you know, recording and
it's recorded.
I got a haircut.
You know what? I was just gonna ask if you got it cut because it looked like it was shorter. It's like a little bob.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Wait, take off your earphones so I can really see it. Oh, that's cute.
It's not done because, guys, we are recording at on Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to whatever episode it is. 57. Go. 57.
Episode 57. And yes, we are recording on Saturday morning because I am on fall break and I'm about to hit the road, Jack.
Woo-hoo. Excellent. Oh, I'm so excited for you. That is exactly right. Yeah. So we've been kind of running crazy. We'll get caught up a little bit. Last week we played a encore presentation of our interview with Wes the Pest, which I just think it was very good timing with football and all, because we just couldn't get our act together, to be honest. I was out of town in DC visiting with visiting Thatcher with Tim and Avery. And so, you know, we just tried to figure it out and we just decided I ain't gonna do it. So that's why we're recording earlier than normal this week, because Joni's about to hit the road. So Joni. It was in the 40s here this morning.
It was 38 here. 38.
It might have been that here too. I just knew when I woke up, it was in the low 40. And I was like, oh, maybe I should bring those plants in, that a couple plants I got out there.
Well, I mean, when it goes from 80 to 40, listen, I mean, it kind of catches you off guard a little bit.
I mean, I know. We've been talking that it's coming. And we're like, this is, you know, we know. But it was yesterday was, we've had a couple of rainy days, which have been so nice just because... Mm. It, you know, you're in that mood now. And yesterday was cool. Like it was probably high 69-ish. And then it got a little sunny and it was cool. It was the first, like it felt like fall. Like I had my windows open and it was cold. And let me tell you, Joni, you need to pray for Tim. You need to pray. Everyone needs to pray for Tim. I just about froze him last night. I just about froze him out last night.
Okay.
That poor man. You know... Because this is great for me. I'm happy as can be. And I cracked the window. You know, didn't turn the air conditioning down because we can just crack a window now.
Right, right.
Had the fan on still, like on number two or three. Still had the ceiling fan going. And I look over there sometime in the middle of the night. I don't know when it was, or early morning. And that man has gone out and got one of the living room blanket throws to put on top of it. Because I don't have any of the other
blankets out. Bless him. Did he have icicles on his?
Bundled beard? Up in that. I meanwhile, literally just have a sheet. And then come morning, I can put the really, we have a thin, you know, just coverlet on the bed. And come towards the morning, I can start to put that on. But that's it. And that boy was bundled. So y'all need to pray for, you need to pray for the husbands of women our age, because they're not okay. You guys, they're not okay. They're frozen.
Yeah. Yeah. Ron, of course, you know, Ron doesn't have skin on his bones anyway. So he's got no insulation.
Okay. Right. He's got skin, guys. It's fine. Yeah. He doesn't have the extra.
No.
But Timmy does.
However, no, it's starting to catch up with him.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's about time.
So let me tell you a quick story about Ron, though. He sends me a text yesterday toward the end of school. He said, Hey, I stuck a Coke in the freezer and I forgot to take it out. Will you get it out for me? I don't want it to explode. I said, yeah, I can do that. So get in and walk in. And I open the freezer and I take his Coke and pull it out. And I'll, you know, put it in the refrigerator. And I turn and I pick up my phone and I call him and I said, hey, Ron, listen, I took your 50-cent can of Coke out of the freezer. Would you like me to put the $7 half a gallon of Bluebell ice cream that's melted back in the freezer?
No.
And that whole big empty space where the ice cream was his little can of Coke.
No way. Stop it right now. And the ice cream is just sitting there.
Sitting on the Bluebell. Yeah. Yeah.
That's,
totally melted.
That's disrespectful, first of all.
It was disrespectful.
He did. Yeah. I bet he was very sad that the Bluebell was melted because that boy loves him some ice cream.
He got a bowl of ice cream at lunch.
Okay.
And that was it. And he just walked away.
That was it.
But you would think in that big space in this little can of Coke that somewhere it would have clicked.
Yeah. No, it didn't. It didn't. No. He's got a lot on his mind. He's got a lot on his mind, but I'm sure he's suffering now because he's thinking that he can't have that Bluebell now. Mm-hmm. So, that's pretty much a bummer. I will say one thing that I just need to know. This is just a driving thing. I was driving, doing some errands yesterday and running around. And I don't know what's going on here in St. Louis. Maybe my St. Louis people can help me. People need to stop doing U-turns whenever the hell they want to do U-turns. I don't know what's going on.
Just said a bad word.
Listen, I wanted to say a worse.
On the podcast. Explicit.
I'm sorry, everybody. You guys, I'm sorry. I was going to say a worst word and I decided, no, that's absolutely not appropriate.
Well, my goodness.
But I don't know what's going on. Yesterday, two times, people in the middle of four-lane roads, like major roads, are just stopping all the traffic. One guy was in the far right lane, stopped everybody because he needed to do a U-turn and go the other way.
It
makes me irate. It makes me so mad.
Did everybody honk their horn at him?
One guy did because he kind of almost hit him. There's literally a guy behind him. You know, there's track.
Yeah.
And it's like, can you? And he just turned around and he had to stop everybody. He had to wait for the other traffic. And I'm like, what is so important? Unless you've got a siren going up on your thing, you can go down to the next turn in and you can turn in and turn back out like a normal person.
Yeah.
And it happened literally twice yesterday. And I'm like, is there something going on? Are people just, they're losing their minds and it's got to stop. So that's the traffic report.
Okay. Well, good. Hey, listen, I want to catch you up
on please.
My week before we get into your DC week, because I know you've got a lot more to tell than I do.
Well, a few things, but go. I want to hear everything.
Okay. So it was, you know, we've talked about Hino Jr. and Janie.
Yes, ma'am.
Have moved to Savannah and Sunday was Hino Jr.'s birthday, and so I had them over, and we had a nice little delightful meal. It was fantastic.
Aww.
You know, so happy birthday to Hino.
Absolutely. And, happy birthday.
Late
oh, my
now,
goodness.
But,
yeah, but still, better late than never.
Well, yeah, they're great. And Janie is actually going to see her mom this week up, you know, close to where we are going for fall break. And I said, hey, do you want to ride with us? You can ride with us. And she said, nope. I'm flying first class.
Listen,
all righty.
Janie, I have seen your post. She has hacked the system, y'all. She has hacked the system, and we need to get it together because that girl, she flies. Nice.
She flies first class. She's posting all the pictures of her little lake behind her house.
Well, she is first class, so that's all. Yeah, so she deserves it. So, but we got to figure that out.
Okay.
You meanwhile are going to be crammed in a car with a bunch of boys.
No. It's just me and Ron going.
Okay.
Boring, really.
That'll be nice. That'll be nice.
Well, I know, but I mean, we're kind of at that phase, you know, where there's no more new stories. There's no more, and it's
I know. And when the kids are with you, you know, you're thinking of, you know, you're talking more and you're also thinking of stuff to do together and everyone has different things. When it's just the two of you, sometimes it's hard to
think
what
collapse.
You want to do.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's good though.
So just the two of us. Okay. So I want to give a shout out. We do have a listener, one of my students that binge listens to us sometimes. Her name is Macy.
Okay.
And I just want to tell you how incredibly proud of her that I am. Lacey was my student last year, and she was an excellent student. I mean, excellent. Mm-hmm. But she's kind of quiet. You know, she's just quiet. Mm-hmm. So she came to me and asked me if I would sponsor a club. And I told her, and I said, what are we doing? And she said, it was a worship Bible study club and called P7. And, well, you know, how do you say no to that? So I said, absolutely.
Because that, then you'd go to hell.
Yeah. And I said, absolutely, Macy, I will. But listen, this girl has organized the whole thing. She went, and this, you know, quiet student goes to the principal, lays out the plan before him, comes up with the plan, first of all, lays that seriously. Out, has to get approval. He approves it. She raised over $500 for the club. She's organized a worship team. She's gotten Bible studies together. She's put out flyers. She did the club fair at the high school. And she had her first, we had our first meeting last Tuesday. And so I really kind of expected that she'd have like a speaker. No, that girl popped herself on stage and led the whole little deal.
Oh my goodness.
That we were created by God who loves us, who has a plan for us. And, you know, the Bible is our guide, right? That it's a true God-inspired word. Mm-hmm. And she just, and I'm just sitting there going, this is incredible. I have never seen one student, I mean, tackle the entire thing.
And that's impressive. That's impressive. I mean,
very.
Because it's a lot, you know, it's a lot to put together. And obviously she feels really called to do that.
She did, you know, and she said, I kind of feel like she was like Moses, you know, when God's calling her to do this and she's telling him all the reasons that she can't do this.
Right.
And, you know, and finally she just had to yield to, you know, to the Spirit. And I mean, she has done it and she's done it well. Now, and I really feel like it's going to just explode because her first meeting, first thing they did, fell on a terrible day and everything was falling apart. Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole thing, it happened to be, we have a day where we do ACT testing. Mm-hmm. It lasts till about, you know, 11:30, and then kids check out right and left. They're exhausted. Mm-hmm. So everybody leaves. Her worship band, everybody got sick. There were several other people she had lined up, and they ended up, they're like on the volleyball team, and there was a match. If they won, they had to play. If they lost, it was done. Well, they won, so then that took that out, and then band decided that they needed to practice, and I mean, it just was
all the schedules just changed.
Crumbled around her.
Oh, she must have been discouraged.
No, that girl was not deterred at all.
Good. For
I mean,
her.
She got it. I mean, she just went on, and I said, Macy, just go, just start. Mm-hmm. You know, just go with it.
Exactly.
And she did, fabulous. But I thought with that, with the enemy coming with that much, this is going to be a good thing.
I think so. I definitely think so. Because I think a lot of young people, you know, they are hungry for, they are hungry for truth, for relationships, you know, with one another and with God. And a lot of them, you know, is, you know, not everybody by any means, but definitely, you know, you're smack dab in the Bible Belt.
Right.
And that doesn't mean everyone goes to church or their families or anything like that, but it's just kind of like a normal thing. It's just normal, to church and stuff.
It's not anymore. It's really, not.
Is it getting, well, it's more normal there than it is in a lot of places is what I'm saying, like relatively, but you're right.
Yeah.
But I think what young people are wanting is they want their own, you know, people are disillusioned with a lot of, and that's a very young person thing also, especially if your parents have kind of done it. They want to get out on their own a little bit. They want to form their own relationship
and
with God.
Here's the thing, Holly, too, and this is what I see teaching public high school. We've quit telling kids that they are made by, they are created by a God who loves them and has a purpose for their life.
And that's what they need to hear.
Yep. And so they're just this chance thing that, and they don't like themselves. They hate themselves so much that they don't, they're changing whatever they can change about themselves. Oh, well, I'm a boy, so I want to be a girl. Oh, I'm a girl, so I want to be a boy. Oh, you know, I don't even want to be a human. I think I want to be a cat. I'm going to identify as a cat. Y'all, I'm not joking. These kids are identifying as cats. They are wanting the principal to put litter boxes in the bathroom. They are, I mean, it's,
you know, they just, you're right. They just need to know you are incredible and you are made by God.
You are
and someone who
together.
Cares and loves you through it all. Yeah. But they need that acceptance so much. And they're, you know, we all do. I say that, but you know, we all know as teenagers,
and not,
there's particular
and not acceptance to be a cat.
No, no.
Acceptance
for who you are.
Who God created you to be.
That you are unique and special and loved. Yep. That's awesome. Yeah, I could not be. Well, she, Macy is the listener of the week. We're just going to make her the superstar of the week. We're creating a new award. Macy is the superstar of the week.
Now you want to go back and apologize to her for dropping that, you know, naughty word in there.
Oh, shoot. Well, she knows about hell. She knows all about hell. She's going to talk about that next week. Sorry. You know, if she's listened this far, she knows. She knows what she signed up for. That's outstanding. That's so encouraging. I love that. I love you shared that.
So y'all, hey, listen, pray for Macy. Pray for this club. It's called P7. Mm-hmm. Just that the Lord would use it. And you know what? And if it's only to reach five people.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Then that's the purpose.
That's right.
If it reaches 100 people, then that's the purpose.
And
if
listen,
it reaches 1,000 people.
Yep.
Hallelujah. And I mean, you know.
And I don't, you know, not to get totally off, you know, off into this, but like there's a lot of stuff going on college campuses right now. If you've watched, you know, there's a lot of revival. I'll use that word.
Yeah.
You know, it has many definitions, but there's a lot going on college campuses. So it would not surprise me in the least if that doesn't trickle down into the high schools, and which would be so amazing. You know what, guys? You know what we need for these kids need and what will help with all the craziness that they're experiencing and the violence and things, it's relationship with Jesus. So
that's, exactly
that's awesome.
Right.
That's awesome that it's
and, Macy,
spreading.
If you're listening, just so you know, I might have written the superintendent a letter about you. Okay, go ahead, Holly.
Oh,
how was your trip to D.C.?
It was great. D.C., it was wonderful. It was such a great trip. We were there for a good while in Thatcher's tiny little apartment. Was hilarious. We had a blow-up mattress in the bedroom with Tim and I for Avery, and Thatch was on the couch. But, you know, it worked. It worked great, and we just had a great time together. I love D.C. I'm kind of fascinated by it, so, you know, any opportunity. But the cool, you know, the cool thing this time was is Avery had never been, so I was very excited.
What was her favorite part?
What was her favorite part? I would say, I think she really, really loved the first, let's see, we got in Thursday night and then Friday afternoon, I made her get off work even earlier. I said, you done, quit. And she's like, okay. Because she had to work a little bit. Everyone works virtually. So they all just, anyway. And then she and I went to the Natural History Museum, which I love. It's one of my favorites. Yeah. And as soon as I kind of listed off all the different museums and things, because I was letting her pick, I'm just like, what do you, you know, what sounds good to you? Because I've done a lot of it. And she had been like, oh, yeah, the natural history, which Tim is not, it's not his favorite. So he was like, she better not pick that museum. But he had to work anyway, so it didn't matter. So she and I took off and did that. And that was, I would say that was probably her favorite. It was the first thing we did, but it was just so fun. All the animals, you know, the stuffed, you know what I mean? What is that called?
Yeah.
Taxidermy. She loved that. We just went through it all. We did the gems and the mineral, and Thatch and Tim joined us, in the afternoon for a little bit of that. So she loved that. I think she also, we loved the, when did we did, we went into the Library of Congress, and that was really neat. She just asked a lot of questions. You know, that's what she's very good at, asking questions. She likes to, you know, kind of just, if she thinks of something. So it was real interesting to, and if we don't know something, it's so fun. She's really good at this. This is a classic Avery thing. Like, we'll be talking about something and she's like, can anybody come in here? Can you get a card? I said, I think you can, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I'm gonna look it up. And she just, they look it up. They get on their phones and they,
yeah,
they Google it. They look it up. And so then we sit there and we read, oh yeah, this is when it was established. And the one thing I didn't realize that, I don't know why I just never remembered this fact, but you know, the Library of Congress was founded by John Adams. And back when the Capitol moved to DC for the first time, I guess from Philadelphia, and he wanted to create a collection of books, a library for the use of the new Congress. So they would have whatever materials that they would need. Cause you know, again, of course, back then, you know, books were, you know, people didn't have, it was such a luxury, but yet he felt it was so important to, you know, have these resources. And so hence Library of Congress, duh. I mean, that seems very obvious, but it didn't connect to me. And then it burned at some point. It was in a different building and it burned down, but then they created a new, built the new one that's now in existence. And it's beautiful. If you haven't been in it, it's gorgeous. And Thomas Jefferson donated his entire library to it, which of course he was very, and you can still see his original books. They have a display of all his books.
Was it Jefferson who cut out of the Bible the parts they didn't like?
That might have been him.
I feel like it was
Jefferson.
That sounds
like a very Jefferson thing to do. Yeah, that sounds very Jefferson.
The parts that he didn't like, he just cut out.
That sounds like, don't 100% come for us if we're wrong, but I think that's right. I think he just kind of was like, dur, dur, dur. So here you go. That was great. And then the other thing that I was, so of course we're there and this whole government shut down. Remember I talked that two weeks ago, I'm like, they better not. And I'm telling you, it was sad. Like, as you all know now, it went down to the wire. Mm-hmm. And I think I got emails from the guy who had the guy from my representative's office who heads up all the tours, because you have to go through them to get your tickets and to the Capitol and whatnot. And he was very good about communicating. I will say, hats off to Ted in Ann Wagner's office, because he communicated so well, like, here's what might happen. I think he said the Smithsonian would still be open, all those museums. If it had, because they had funding through whatever, but he sent out that information, and then it turned out very late at the last minute they ended up getting a deal, which that was a whole drama. I got an inside scoops on that, but anyway, not too inside, but anyway, so they did not shut down. They have a 45 day, so we were very happy, because I really wanted Avery to see the Capitol and do the tour and get into the gallery, you know, because, and of course we weren't able to get into the Supreme Court but their session started. So they were like in session on the Monday that Avery and I went to the Capitol. So it was all closed off, which that would have been really cool one of my goals is to see an argument in the Supreme Court, like to get to watch that would be amazing. But I really wanted her to see, you know, when you think about the seat of government, really the Capitol is, you know, the Capitol, the White House, but the Capitol is where like the sausage is made, you know? And so we got to do that and we did our tour and, you know, I think she really enjoyed that. Just seeing these places. And then we went and sat in the gallery, you know, for the House and the Senate, and they weren't in session then, but it didn't matter, you know, just seeing it. And I'm like, here, you know, we're in the House of Representatives, and I'm like, when you see the, you know, the president, when he does his State of the Union speech, you know, this is where it is. In here. You know, you try to relate it to something they might see or experience on the news. Yeah. You know, and she was like, I'm like, it's smaller than, you know, the gallery is very small up top. Like, there's not a lot of people that can get in. Right. And she just, I think, really enjoyed that. It really opened her eyes to, as it did mine, as when I first saw it, you know, like, this is where they are, and you know, the stuff that happens.
It's not a TV set.
It's not a TV set, because really we're so used to that. And right. you know, so that was really cool. One thing that was really neat too, I have to say, or just I thought was a nice gesture. So of course, while we were there as well, we were looking around on Friday and all the flags were at half mast. And I was like, what, you know, what is that? What's going on? My kids, of course, look it up like normal people. And Senator Dianne Feinstein passed away. And so that was for her. And, then when we were in the Senate chamber in the gallery up there, you looked down and there was one desk that had a black cloth and a bunch of white roses just set on it, which I thought that was very, cause Avery's like, what's that? And it took me a second. I'm like, oh, that's Senator Feinstein's desk. So I just thought that was a little thing you don't get to see or know that's happening, but they have her desk draped in black with a beautiful bunch of white roses in a vase on it. So I thought that was really special. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Anyway, we did all kinds of stuff. One thing I would say, DC is all, they have a big rollerblading, roller skating community. They love them some roller skating up there.
Okay.
I think I posted a video on my private page, but I'll try to remember to post it on our Cornbread page too. We were at the Lincoln Memorial, one of the whenever we did, we walked all over high heaven. And it was night, which was so cool to see that, and that was really neat. And but out on the plaza right in front of it was a whole gang of roller skaters, like a whole group, and they're light up. Like they've got light up skates.
They've got light up
outfits. They have music. It was a roller skating rager dance party. And it was real. And they're skating around. Some guy's skating around, he was biking, doing bubbles. Like, so there was bubbles and they were lit up. But you know what? It was, cause I'm a little like, I don't know.
Freaked
like
out.
I'm a little wary of
a little mental nervous.
Yeah. Of gatherings of all kinds of people that I'm not sure what's going on. But I'll tell you what, these people did not make me nervous at all.
Good.
They were having a very good time. They were roller skating. They were cheering. Someone would go in the middle and do a little thing, just like, you know, your classic
just
kind of
people
dance
having
party.
A good time.
Yeah. They were just having a good time. Now you had to be kind of careful. They were good about not, you know, getting in your way every once in a while, some zoomy guy would go by, but they weren't doing anything destructive. Mm-hmm. They had their music going, you know, people were just coming and going, and it was very festive and very fun. And then they all skated off to go somewhere else. So it was like a whole little light up skate parade. So we saw different groups of that throughout the weekend skating around the mall. Like it's a whole thing. So apparently there's roller skating clubs. Also,
so are you ready to take up roller skating?
Oh my gosh, that'll be the day. they can't even barely get me on one of those scooters. That's not going to happen. The other thing that is very unique to DC that we all decided, the kids too, Thatcher's like, I haven't seen this anywhere else. It's a thing. Is you'll see people riding a bike, electric bike, a scooter, you know, the little rented scooters, or even those, I don't know what they're called. They're those one wheel Zoomer things that you just lean, you know, it's like a big wheel. I don't know what those are called. It's like a little unicycle, and they light up and they've got all their, or even during the day, and they have their boombox and they're playing music at the top. Like they're playing loud music with a boombox on their, while they're riding around on their thing. It's just, it's a thing. We don't know.
Okay.
And again, it's because in the age of earphones, like that's not the easiest thing to do is get on your scooter and balance your boombox. So it's a thing. It's a unique DC, you know, because if you're just wanting to ride around and listen to music, you're just going to put your earphones on and do your thing. But they want to make sure that you hear it. It's not like they're just in a car where you pull, you know, you're driving through and you've got your music. They really have made the effort to make sure that you hear their songs. And it was, there you go. It was interesting. So I think that's all I have on DC. We had a wonderful time. We went to the cathedral for Evensong on Sunday evening, and that was lovely, beautiful. Oh, we did see the pandas. That was a highlight of Avery. Oh, I take it back. That was by far Avery's favorite thing. I take everything else back. I said she loved all the other stuff. The pandas. Okay, so there's pandas.
Yeah.
And you know, all the pandas belong to China. Like they're not our pandas. They're on loan from China. China literally loans them to you. Well, and I've never seen, you know, been in a zoo that has. I think there's only two. I think only this one in Atlanta right now maybe has a couple. And so Avery was like, I think she's one like, oh, we should go see the pandas because China's mad at us. So they're going to take the pandas back. They're asking for them back. So, yeah, I know. They're taking their pandas back. They're
going to take their pandas and go China. Home. Oh, my gosh.
So yeah, seriously. That's the word on the street, as you know. And so,
oh
they
my
even,
gosh, that's the most ridiculous.
We're going to take our pandas and go home. So things are going great. So the pandas are going to go. So they were having, we didn't know, but it was like a whole panda palooza thing because I think it's like the final goodbye, you know, kind of thing. So we were like, let's go and see the pandas. And there's a beautiful, they have a very nice, display or exhibit for them, you know, in terms of it's easy to see. There's lots of places to walk around and see them, which was very cool. We did see them both. There's a male and a female. And we were walking around. We were kind of almost about to leave. The female was walking around and all of a sudden she starts playing with this toy. And I did post a video of this on my personal page. We got a couple of videos. And that little panda bear started just rolling down the hill. Because I'd said earlier, they look so roly-poly. Like, you just want them to roll down the hill. They just look, they're such
balls
dorby.
Of fur.
They're just balls of fur.
Yes.
And I was like, Avery, if I see this thing roll down this hill, that would, like, make my whole life. And sure enough, she starts rolling. And you could see she'll kind of start rolling. And then as she's sort of stopping, she'll make herself keep rolling. Like, she loves it. She's rolling down the hill like a big ball of fur fluff. The crowd is, of course, dying. Of course, we're all just, you know, think it's the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. Then she goes and climbs the tree. She just starts running up this tree. And they're so bumbly. She gets up this tree and then hangs out for a minute and then decides to come down. And when they come down, they turn around and they go head first. It wasn't like she just backed down. I don't know. Do regular bears do that? Do they go down head first?
I don't know.
I feel like they would just back down.
I would think so. I've never seen a bear come down the tree.
She turns upside down and starts going down head first. And then she's hanging on this little poor dead branch. And, you know, you're all sitting there just going, honey,
that's not going to hold you.
That's not going to work. And sure enough, it like flops and she falls a few feet and just rolls. And I mean, she's having the best time falling out the tree,
hilarious.
Rolling down the hill. We were just having the best time. So that was Avery's favorite. In fact, we kind of got separated where we were watching. Mm-hmm. And when we got back together and we were talking about it, we were like, oh my gosh. And she is wiping her eye. And Tim goes, did you tear up? And she's like, oh. Yeah. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen
That's
in my life.
That's great.
So she great. Loved the panda. She was the star, and they're going to go back to China now. So bye, Tian Tian. Her name was Tian Tian.
Oh. So does that mean all the zoo, they're taking all the pandas out of America?
I guess.
Like the ones that have been at the Memphis Zoo forever are just going to be
gone? There's not pandas in the Memphis Zoo. There's not great pandas. There may be another kind, but there's not a great panda.
Ling Ling and Ming Ming.
There ain't no Ling Ling and Ming Ming at the Memphis Zoo. What are you talking about?
There are pandas at
the
Memphis Zoo.
Avery looked it up and she said the only ones that have the great pandas are Atlanta. Well, and they maybe used to. San Diego used to have one. Look it up. We got to know people. If that's true, you got to get over there and see Ling Ling and Ming Ming.
One of them died, I think.
Oh, no. That's always sad.
Yeah.
All right. We're trying to look it up here. I'll be shocked if they're at Memphis. But, you know.
Memphis loves pandas. Memphis Zoo.
Okay.
It was. Hang on. Here we go.
Okay. Tell us everything.
Memphis Zoo was home to giant pandas, Yaya and Lili, for over 20 years.
Oh, shaw babies. Okay, so they're not there now, but they were?
No. Yes, Memphis Zoo will forever be grateful for the 20 years we got to spend caring for giant panda Yaya. Our female giant panda Yaya left for China in April of 2023.
Oh.
In memory
so they done took
of,
her back.
And in memory of Lili, our male giant panda Lili was a laid-back bear and relaxed. And he died. I don't know when he died, but
okay. So you did. Yeah. They did have him right there, in Memphis. I could have seen giant pandas.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, why didn't you tell me that? God,
well,
what kind of friend. I thought you were my friend.
I didn't know you had that big of a thing for pandas. But,
well, I just wanted to see them, but you know, because they're so unique. So okay, well, they're taking them back apparently. So
they did
go to. I think Atlanta and DC are the last two that maybe have them now. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that was what we did. What else do you have? Because I can move on to talk about lamps. What else you got? You got another story?
No. Go ahead and
tell me about lamps.
No, I don't really. I mean, it's just been. Listen, crazy. I'm at that point in my semester where, you know, we cook for 100 people every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We've had college and career breakfast, a college fair breakfast that we had to do. And it's just go.
Yeah.
Press boxes and tailgates. And I am like, I get to this point every year. Yeah. And that's the good thing about teaching, though. Mm-hmm. When you get to a point where you need a break.
Yep.
There's a break coming.
I'm so excited this is going to be a beautiful week down where you're going and it's going to be lovely and you're just going to rest and do all that stuff. So I think that's wonderful. Okay. I did want to talk a little design corner because it's that time of year where I've noticed for myself and around my house, I'm needing to work on my lamp situation. This is a big time because we're about to go into the great long dark. And so, especially in the fall and winter, the lamps are important all the time, really all the time. They're so important in a room, but especially in the fall and winter, because it's just, as it gets darker, we need more light and we want more cozy and we want all that stuff. So I just thought I would share a little bit about just encouraging people again, as I'm doing it, we've kind of, like I said, been reworking on our living room just a little bit. So, I've definitely been thinking about lamps. It's been on my brain a little bit because I know I need a few different things in different areas as the room changes. But just to kind of look around again in your main areas or anywhere in your house, but your living room, your dining room, wherever you spend time, and just decide and see where you want or need more light. Because a lot of times what happens, our corners get really dark. Like a dark corner, if you just put a light in a corner, your whole room feels warmer, cozier, you know, all that kind of stuff, just because there's not these dark corners in the fall and winter, especially. And then also to kind of think about, because sometimes we just think a lamp, okay, just stick a lamp there. There's a lamp, there's light. But there's so many different kinds of lamps that are going to do different things. I mean, I know everybody knows that, but even in terms of lampshade, so like, you know, when you think about the designing the light in your room, lamps are very important to do early on. Like after you get your furniture placed, like, and your rug and your furniture, lamps are the next thing. Like, cause you've got to get those, for function and for style. And one of the things to think about too is, you know, the kind of base lamps that you need that are going to give you light are going to, if you use the lighter shades, right? If you have a lighter color shade, that's going to obviously give you light. But what happens is we get to the store sometimes and we see a cute lamp and we're like, oh, that's cute. But we don't think necessarily, at least I haven't in the past. Oh, wait, that, you know, I like that shade. It's a pretty color. I like whatever, but it's like, but what am I needing? If I really need this lamp on the side table or on a buffet, you know, for light in the room, then I need to do a light shade. Yeah. And then there's areas, of course, where you want more directed, you know, a more directed reading light. And that can be by a chair that you like or by your couches, obviously by your beds or whatever. And those can be, you know, those much smaller, really directed, darker shade lights, right? That kind of, they're not, because when you're sitting by a light and you're trying to read, you don't want it to light up your whole side of your head. Like, you know what I mean? You want it really directed onto your lap or onto your book, and you don't need it to be spreading so much light. So you're next to it and it's so bright, you can't comfortably read. So there's those kind of directed lights. There's for ambiance and stuff, there's kind of, downward lights. Like, for example, so in our, and I'll take a picture. In our living room, we've ended up putting our couch, one of our couches, in a far corner it's never been in, along a far wall opposite of the fireplace where it's never been back that far. So our whole room is kind of spread out now more than it's ever been. And I put a little skinny console table behind it against the wall. So there's the wall, and then there's a little skinny, like a 7-inch console table, the same height basically as the back of the couch, a little higher. And then the little couch in front of it. And then I'll have my art on the wall and all that, with the intent of I wanted two like matching nice lamps. Now the walls in my living room are black too. So I really have to think about, what I mean? Like, it can really easily turn into like the dark dungeon. So I wanted like brass colored gold, that'll stand out against the black. First of all, that will get some light, just sort of a little interest. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I got these two downward cylinder, really pretty, small, and they just shoot straight down. Now you can adjust them, you can turn them a little bit up and whatnot, but I wanted them just to beam kind of straight down, onto the table and mm-hmm. the couch and whatnot. And I'll tell you what, as soon as I did that, my family always, they never know what I'm doing, but I moved that couch mm-hmm. back there and they were all fine, but it didn't feel great back there. And I'm like, yeah, because it just felt far away. It felt dark. I was like, I even had another lamp that was just kind of an overhead, like a standing lamp next to the couch just to give a little light because it was so dark. And it was like, but as soon as I put those two gold lamps over there, turned them on, 40-watt bulbs, the glow, the pretty, and they were like, Tim was like, oh, I love that. That now mm-hmm. looks, that corner, it now looks inviting. Even when you're on the other couch, which is kind of further in the room, now that couch feels more part of the room. Whereas before it just kind of felt like it was way over there and you're like, what's going on over there? But just with the adding of the light, it just brings it, brings it all together. Just encourage to look at your lamp situation, look at your light. The other thing to consider too is when I said like the lamps are like the third thing you do, I mean, they are in the room pretty quickly, is you want to really think about them as a design element. So, when you have a side table or something, I like to do, less is often more, but do a really big based, like a statement lamp, like, you know what I mean? And go ahead and do something kind of a table lamp that's bigger.
So here's your task.
Yes,
I think I need floor lamps in my den.
Okay. Okay.
Your task. I need a couple
floor lamps. All right. We will look at lamps and see what y'all want and need. I'm always up for that, girl. Uh-huh. Yeah. And that'd be actually fun to do. But think through that. A big statement table lamp. Obviously, floor lamps can be, wonderful in statements as well, depending on what kind of room you're in. But it's a fun time of year to do it. And you'll really be grateful and happy that you did it as it gets darker and we're all sad in the long, dark times.
Yeah.
The long, dark times.
Okay. Well, listen, I've got a ball game coming up here in a few minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and do my recipe.
Absolutely. Let's
go. Ready? You good?
I'm okay. Ready.
Most of you have probably had the buffalo chicken dip. And so as we're coming into Halloween here, I'm going to tell you, you get a round pan of some sort. You could do a cast iron skillet, or you could do, if you've got a round baking dish, mm-hmm. and you are going to make buffalo chicken dip.
Ooh.
And you just need 2 cups of chicken. You can even get rotisserie chicken. Just shred that thing up and use that. Mm. 8 ounces of cream cheese, Monterey Jack cheese. I put blue cheese in mine, blue cheese crumbles.
That's good though, because the buffalo,
that
tastes like buffalo chicken to me.
Yep. You need about almost a cup of cheddar cheese and about 1/2 cup of buffalo sauce and 1/2 cup of ranch dressing.
What kind of buffalo sauce do you like to use? Do you have a particular brand?
Franks. I like Franks.
Okay.
Yeah. mix it all up in a bowl together. And then you are going to, now I also like to do this. I will take a little cream cheese and put down at the base of my pan.
Oh.
And then it just gives it a little more substance there. Mm-hmm. And then pour that over it. And so you've got this nice round orangey buffalo thing. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to get a couple of tubes of just pizza dough, whether you make it yourself or you get the tubes or whatever. But, you know, two tubes of refrigerated pizza dough makes it quick and easy. Roll that out. You're going to cut out a couple of triangles, three mm-hmm. triangles, and a jack-o'-lantern mouth. And you're going
This is advanced. Guys, this is advanced.
Nope. You're just going to bake that on a little baking sheet. Just get it brown. Okay. And then the rest of the dough, take and cut up some cheddar cheese in like square cubes. Mm-hmm. Wrap that dough around it so you've got balls. Make balls out of the dough with the cheese inside of it. Put that around your whole jack-o'-lantern, your whole dough.
Pan or whatever.
What am I saying? Your whole
pan. Your dip, your thing. Yeah. Okay.
It goes around the outside like you're lining it. And then you're just going to bake that for about 35 minutes on 350. The end come in. You've already baked your jack-o'-lantern face and just put that together on top of it. And then you've got your little dough balls right there to scoop it up with. To
scoop your dough balls that are filled with cheese.
Dough balls. Your cheesy dough balls.
I love a cheesy dough ball. You're a cheesy dough ball.
There's that.
Oh, that's very clever. I really hope
it's just good for Halloween parties and just, you know, even tailgates here that are falling around Halloween.
That's a winner. A winner, absolutely. And you can change that dough up to whatever you want for the season, but the jack-o'-lantern is such a classic. I love that. I love that. Oh my gosh. Okay, that's excellent.
It's a cutie-patootie thing.
It's your turn for top three, praise Lord.
Top three.
Look, here is what I'm going to tell you. My Silver Dollar City Pottery Shop.
Yes.
Is one of my favorites. And I've got a pumpkin mug. Can you shot that?
It's like a slit.
Okay.
Never mind. Just send me a picture of it.
I'll post a picture. This is my little, I get it out every fall, my little pumpkin mug, but it doesn't matter, whatever the pottery shop at Silver Dollar.
Is it called Old Time Pottery? Just Pottery Shop?
Yep.
I think it's one of our favorite places. Yeah.
Love it. That's my
number one.
One of my favorites. And the next, look, I got to pull out my list here. I bought a double laundry hamper with a lid. It's gray and I love it. It's divided into two parts. But it's just a very classic gray thing, and it's got bags down in it.
Okay.
So instead of having to haul the whole thing, you just pull the bags out and take them to the laundry room.
I am loving it.
And
it's like a little thing like that, you kind of feel like a grown-up, because in your space, it's just like a little nice. You're like, look at me with my laundry hamper.
It's easier. Hang on. I'm going to look and see, because I pulled it up. I just bought it from Amazon. They've got it in gray and black and beige. And I got the 150 liter and it was $33.
You can't beat that.
No.
And it's double, like it's two parts?
Two, yep. Oh, yep. Nice. Yep. Easy. Okay. The next thing is a Bissell lightweight spin wave mop.
Oh.
It's an electric mop. Now, it's not battery. I don't like battery operated. To me, those go out all the time.
They just don't last.
They just don't last.
No.
But it's got two little spinny things on it, and it's just basically it does the work. You just hold it, and it just goes and mops and spins.
Does it spray, or do you dip it in?
Yes, no, it sprays. Sprayer. And
I love that. That's so easy. These spray things are so much better than the bucket situation. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know. I just think it's so much easier. Yeah.
Yep, I do too.
Well, look at you. That was excellent. Those are great top three.
Thanks. Thank you.
We are going to wrap it up because, as Joni pointed out, we've got a ball game. I didn't watch any football last week. Who are we playing this week?
Gosh, I think it's Western Michigan.
Okay. Hang on. Is that any hope?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm so depressed.
It's been a week. I'm ready to get out of town.
I know. Yes, you need to go. You need to get going.
Yeah, I'm pulling up my Hill State app right now. Yeah, Western Michigan.
Okay. At Michigan or home? It was home this
it's
week,
home.
Isn't it?
It's so home. You,
yeah, you're
and
getting
I didn't
out of
go
town.
Because no, we're leaving tomorrow.
You got to get out. You got to get out of this I'm town. Out. All I know is, did you see Jimbo Fisher like on the field at Texas A&M? Well, I think that was last week.
I did not.
Or it was last week or the week before. I think it was the week before because we didn't record together. He was on the field during the play. Like the other team's running back was like running by him and he's just standing out there.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry. I'm just kidding.
All right,
good luck,
Bulldogs.
Y'all
have a great week.
Yes.
Hail State.
Let's go. More cowbell. We will talk to you soon. Goodbye, cornbread.
See y'all.
It's Timmy.
I see Timmy.
He can't hear you, but he just wanted to see you. So he's in here bugging me. All right, get out of here. Go. Shut the curtains behind you.
I will.